How did it feel just to be back on the practice field after?
Oh man, it feels so great just to get back out there, put the helmet back on, and just actually be on the field and in practice. It felt good.
So are you clear to do everything out there?
Yeah, I'm clear for everything.
It's easy, or maybe it seems easy, like, okay, that's in the past, but how hard is it for you to not let that stay in the back of your mind, what happened? Or is it easy for you to put it in the past?
It's real easy for me. I don't even think about it. Like, I don't even think about it. The only time I think about it is when somebody asks me, but while I'm on the field, I don't think about that. I'm thinking about the play. I'm thinking about the coverage that I'm in, so... I put it past me.
Now that you've had a chance to see the playbook for a couple days and kind of get out there, how does this defense fit with what you can do?
It feels good because corner is basically the same thing everywhere. And the coverages are pretty it's not that hard. I think I'm picking it up pretty good. I'm just trying to soak in everything Coach Lopez and Coach Johnny Lynn trying to teach me. And just trying to soak it all in like a sponge.
How do you not let it overwhelm you then? How fine is that line between being overwhelmed and soaking it in like a sponge?
Overwhelmed, like...
With all the information that you've been getting, you're going to get.
It's not that bad. I don't think I can handle. So I think I'm handling it pretty well. I'm taking notes, just trying to learn everything, just trying to get better.
When you got back on the field that first time, did it feel like old times that you were able to slip right back into it, or did it take you a few plays to kind of get back into the rhythm?
It felt like old times. I did my usual routine. I came here, took a knee, said a little quick little prayer, and I just went out there. It wasn't like it took me extra time to get back ready or whatever. I just went out there and just did what I did.
You had a play there late. It was on the far side where you made a break on the ball and you got your hand on the pass. Does a play like that kind of help put you at ease?
Yeah, it helped me put it easy because it's just production. As long as I keep making production, I feel like I can get better. And just make plays basically. When I made the little play, I was happy. I should have caught it, but you know, it's always room for improvement.
You know the history of the Giants here and the Raiders. What kind of legacy do you want?
I just want to, first and foremost, I just want to just make every play possible that I can and just help the team out, just help to win, and just try to just do my best, and then if it leaves a legacy, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I'm just here playing.
Willie Brown left any pearls of wisdom with you yet?
Yeah, he told me to move my hands out my break.
Yeah.
A couple days out here, where do you assess yourself? Where specifically do you say, okay, this is what I have to do between now and training camp, where I got to get better? I mean, it'd be easy to say everything, you know, but where do you specifically think this is where I got to get?
I would say just get used to not putting your hands on people down the field, because in the NFL you got that 5-yard rule. So I'll say just adjusting to that. In college, I used to kind of push people a little bit, so I just just me adjusting to that. And not being able to put my hands on people down the field.
Does it become a thing where now are you going to play off a little bit more, or do you need to get your physicalness in right there at the line of scrimmage?
Probably a mixture of both. Just depending on the down and distance, the situation. And when I get up there, I'm going to have to be more physical, reroute them. And then again, when I'm at 7, I got to play off, and I can't touch them. I just got to mirror them. So.
All right.
Good.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.